From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. A big day for moderates in Iran's elections. Iranian hardliners have been dealt an electoral setback, with moderates winning a majority in the country's top clerical body, the Assembly of Experts and Parliament. Two leading conservatives, Ayatollahs Mohammad Yazdi and Mohammad Taghi Mesbah Yazdi, were defeated in their bid for re-election to the important 88-member assembly. The body will pick the country's next supreme leader to succeed 76-year-old incumbent Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, the Iran's leader since 1989. State television reported Monday that moderate President Hassan Rouhani and his allies won 15 out of Tehran's 16 seats in the election for the assembly, where members serve eight-year terms. Overall, the moderates will hold a 59% majority. The United Nations plans to begin aid deliveries today for more than 150,000 Syrians as an end of hostilities in Syria is in its third day. There have been some claims of violence. Stefan de Mistura, the UN envoy for Syria, speaks about the truce that brought about the ceasefire.
No doubt there will be no shortage of attempts to undermine this process. We are ready for it. We should not be impressed. We should not be overly concerned. We should address it and realize that this is part of any ceasefire and certainly of a cessation of hostilities.
The Syrian opposition umbrella group, known as the High Negotiations Committee, says 97 groups have promised to take part in the ceasefire. Authorities in Somalia said today at least 30 people were killed in Sunday's double bomb attack by al-Shabaab militants in the town of Baidoa. The attacks came 48 hours after two massive explosions killed 25 people and wounded nearly 60 others in Mogadishu. This is VOA News. Pakistan has executed a man who killed a powerful governor who had opposed the country's blasphemy laws. Mumtaz Qadri, a member of police's elite force, was part of the team guarding Punjab's governor Salman Taseer in January of 2011 when Qadri shot Governor Taseer nearly 30 times in broad daylight in Islamabad. Qadri was hanged in prison earlier today. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says nine pregnant women who traveled from the U.S. to countries with Zika outbreaks contracted the virus and that one of them had a baby born with birth defects. CDC Director Dr. Tom Frieden says studies are being done about the link between Zika and microcephaly, a birth defect, leaving newborns with small heads and other complications.
We know that Zika and microcephaly are associated, although we do not yet have definitive proof that Zika infection alone is the cause of microcephaly, although the evidence for this is getting stronger by the day.
The CDC is working with the health ministries of Colombia and Brazil, where cases of Zika are in the millions. Pulling off pranks is a rite of passage for many college-age students worldwide. But a student from the University of Virginia here in the U.S. might have been wise to confine his shenanigans to the U.S. and the U.S. alone. An American college student detained in North Korea has publicly confessed to attempting to steal a political banner from a Pyongyang hotel. Otto Warmbier appeared before a group of domestic and foreign journalists on Monday in the North Korean capital, accompanied by North Korean guards.
I regret my actions more than anything. I apologize to both the Korean people and the government.
The 21-year-old was visiting North Korea with a tour group and was arrested last month before boarding a plane out of the country. Pyongyang has not said what possible punishment Warmbier may be facing. President Obama is set to award the nation's highest military honor to Navy SEAL Edward Byers, who helped rescue an American hostage in December of 2012 in Afghanistan. Mr. Byers said he plans to continue serving as a Navy SEAL. The 88th Annual Academy Awards were handed out on Sunday in Hollywood, with top honors for acting going to Leonardo DiCaprio for his role in the film The Revenant. Best actress went to Brie Larson for the movie The Room. Spotlight was the best picture. Internet search giant Google has unveiled an artificial intelligence that can identify where a photo was taken, even without well-known landmarks. The software called PlanNet uses a database of over millions of geotagged photos organized along 26,000 grids to compare different aspects. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.